evolution of religion that would make the devil very happy. We've already seen in this program that evolution is largely a matter of faith, that the in-the-ground evidence for 150 years, the logic of biology, of genetics, does not support the theories that Darwin had. In fact, Darwin is pretty much an intellectual joke at this time. Virtually everything he said that would occur didn't, and we would find, like, missing link fossils haven't been found even after 150 years and billions of dollars of research. We're talking with a scientist who is a university instructor in chemistry at one of America's greatest universities, with hundreds of students at any time and chemistry majors, who has come himself to completely disbelieve in evolution as a science, but believes it is indeed a religion. Hi, Arnold Mendez.
How are you doing, sir?
Arnold, when we consider spiritual issues, would evolution never allow the existence of a devil?
The concepts of evolution deny that there's a devil, because there's nothing spiritual. And this is playing into the devil's hand, because the devil or Satan wants you to believe that.
So it really would be a nice form of religion,
sure,
for the devil.
Sure, because it would allow people to practice a hedonistic lifestyle.
And never believe that he's there anyway.
If evolution is correct, there's no spiritual realm, there is no God, there are no angels, there is no spiritual matter, and therefore Satan doesn't exist, and therefore it doesn't matter what we do.
What does the theory of evolution do with the doctrine of the existence of evil? Would it say that there's no such thing as good and evil in the moral sense that we believe?
It would say that evil is probably relative. It would probably say that evil, it depends on what's going on at that particular time. So evil becomes a concept that is based on principles that are going on now. You can justify evil if the
outcome is good.
Yeah, if the benefit is good enough in your own mind's eye.
Okay, let's consider 9/11,
okay,
and the killing of thousands of people. Now, the theory of evolution says that the survival of the fittest means that the strongest wins.
Right.
And so for the time being, Osama bin Laden and his henchmen smash these buildings down and kill all these people, and the survivors are Osama. And so he wins.
Right.
And that this was an act of evolution. If you believe blindly in evolution and there's no such thing as moral good and evil.
Right. Right.
Then really the whole question of God and whether we should defend truth and goodness and so forth is a moot point, because you got to go with evolution, don't you?
Well, the concept of is there even truth becomes mute or a moot point. I mean, evolution says there is no truth. So why even pursue it, or why even try to find it?
To support, with billions of dollars of educational funding, a theory taught to our children with all of these ramifications that really undermine the kind of civil society that we want. Are we really back in the Garden of Eden?
I'm in charge of several laboratories, general chemistry labs. In the labs, we perform experiments. In the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve performed the first scientific experiment. They tasted, touched, smelled, ate, used their five senses, but they came up to the wrong conclusion because they left out spiritual principles. God said, don't eat of it. They did, because their senses told them, and they had problems.
Well, didn't they really eat of it because the devil told them?
Yes, they did. The devil was their guide, but the other problem inherent is that they decided for themselves, apart from God, what to do, and they listened to the strong spiritual influence, which was Satan.
So here we have evolution with, let's say, a lock. It's almost like an obsessive, compulsive seizure of the intellectual elite of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Scientific American was just appalled. They did an editorial in the last year, appalled that the average American doesn't seem to want to believe in evolution after all of these years of endless billions of dollars. After all, the Smithsonian Institution, Washington, D.C., has just built this beautiful, probably hundreds of millions of dollars in this Museum of Natural History.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all evolution. The federal government funds evolution, extols evolution. Mm-hmm. Isn't it a problem that Americans don't believe in what the government is promoting?
It could be a problem if you're a governmental entity. That just shows to me that evolution is bankrupt. In other words, hard science, for example, mathematics. If I say 8 plus 8 is 16, you can see whether it's true or not, and you can disagree or agree, but you disagree on science. You disagree because you want to be ignorant. Evolution does not have any backing. There's no scientific principles that are upheld by evolution.
To summarize, and we've done that on other programs you and I have talked about recently. None of the geologic column actually is proven. That all the strata going way down, only 1% of the Earth's strata actually fits this idea.
Part of the idea.
It fits, but none of it fits the entire idea. The moths on trees were pinned that proved, or supposedly prove evolution, that I learned in a textbook. They were pinned on there that now is now known. All of the conclusions are false.
Correct.
And yet they're still in textbooks.
Correct.
These embryos that are supposed to show human embryos are like fish embryos or like pig embryos and embryos from monkeys. Therefore, we're all from the same monkey and fish and all the way back to the slime.
We're all related.
We're all related in terms of instead of somebody creating us. That has been shown to be false. The guy made up those embryos.
Right.
We learned in high school that you can't prove anything by an analogy. All of this stuff is so bad in terms of science. My question is, can people both believe this and be rational, intelligent about the issue of whether there's a God?
Can you believe in evolution and to God is what
yeah.
you're saying? You can if you do mental gymnastics and you don't care about the truth. You can do that if there is no such thing as truth. But you cannot believe in evolution and a God because they are diametrically opposite each other. Now, if there is truth, and God says that He is truth, then it will be diametrically opposite and 180 degrees difference between God and evolution. So you cannot believe in that. That's like asking, can you believe in that something can be white and black at the same time, or hot and cold?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can if you're mentally schizophrenic, but if you're going to be honest to the truth and honest to the facts, you can't do that. You're going to have to decide one way or the other.
Arnold Mendez, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we certainly will ask you back. My name is Howard Davis. This is the Tomorrow Television program. We do have some literature about this topic. We've been on this program discussing evolution as a religion, a real faith in something for which there are no facts. But you need to get the facts yourself and consider all of the different aspects of the question, creation or evolution. Does it really matter what you believe? We've created a wonderful publication, 32 pages that go through the kind of material that you've heard on this program. And you really need it. What does the fossil record really show is a section. This is out of place. Fossils, all sorts of them. Evolution, factor, fiction. The nature of the human body defies the theory of evolution. And why, if you think logically about it? The examples like the moths we were just talking about, which show that they're not only a fabrication, but they disprove the theory of evolution. All kinds of great information that shows you the latest thinking is that there's so many problems with it. An intelligent person can't believe in evolution. Simply call our 800 number or go online to tomorrowonline.org and get the free publication where you can watch this program again there. And then also do ask for the good news, your free subscription, and then Who is God? We'll have an ad for you. And I want to tell you that, as we do say on this program, tomorrow does belong to God. You want to be there tomorrow. So it's important that you consider these spiritual issues, the big issues, because your life really does depend on the kind of decisions you make that have a spiritual nature to them. It's your job to do the legwork or the phone work and do that study and thinking. It's only for you and for your benefit. We'll be back next time with something as interesting as we were talking about, so join us then.